Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Bob, we've said our piece and the lines are lit. I don't know what the hell we have here with the Steelers. I don't know. Rodgers told us to jump off the roller coaster. Like I said, it's too late now. We got on the ride. They strapped us in. And by the way, Bob, I've always been the type who makes the attendant at the roller coaster double check my lock, the bar lock, to make sure that it's locked, because I don't want to be flying out. I don't. And I always am worried about equipment malfunctions. So if you've ever seen me, my daughter will tell you this. I'm the guy sitting in the roller coaster seat calling over the attendant and having him or her check the lock to make sure it's locked. But once you're in and you've already gone way up and then down real fast and then around the ends and you're heading up again, you can't jump off now. The Steelers are, by definition, on a roller coaster ride. They've been wildly up and wildly down. I have no idea where it's going, but at the moment, after some very scary incidents where I wish I could have jumped off, it feels kind of fun at the moment, Bob. Do you agree?
I don't like roller coasters, so I never have to worry about strapping in anything there, so I'm going to stay off that. The whole season's like that, no matter what team you're talking about, I think.
Not like this. They've gone defensive.
I don't know. I think
they've
Cincinnati can tell you they've been on a lot of roller coasters within game. The last two games, they had a roller. They were at the top of the thing and are ready to throw their hands up and go down. And all of a sudden, their defense just completely implodes.
I don't know that I've seen a defense go from what they just were to the 85 Bears yesterday.
I understand that.
That's a pretty
but
wild
they at least
run.
Had the potential to do it. Cincinnati, we knew going into the season, didn't. And they didn't do anything to change it.
Yeah,
point
is,
I think they're a 5-3 football team. I think they're in first place for now. That's mostly halfway through this season. They're in the driver's seat. So when you're in the driver's seat, you have a chance to decide what's going to happen.
And we'll they see just what they turned do. In the best defensive performance in the NFL this season, and in my opinion, one of the best of a Mike Tomlin team in the regular season since he became the coach.
Agreed, against a team that came in statistically as the number one team in the NFL offensively. And so that was the matchup. And this defense said, we're better than your offense.
Against a team that was averaging more yards per play than any team since the Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk greatest show on turf. That's what you were dealing with.
And the
there.
Strange thing is, did they have a 100-yard pass receiver prior to
they
this?
They did. They did.
One.
Right.
But that was it.
No, this was their first guy
first
yesterday.
Guy, they had two
yeah,
of
Pittman.
Them.
Right.
Two of them went over 100
yards. Yeah, because
yards.
Of junk yards.
No,
late.
I'm just saying, they had to do what they've done offensively with the numbers that you stated, and not have a receiver go over 100 yards once
right.
is very interesting to me. How that, but it's mostly Jonathan Taylor. You know, that was the key.
Jonathan Taylor and bunches of different weapons.
Yeah, nine different, and they were doing what Rodgers likes to do.
Tyler
spread
Warren,
it to everybody.
Tyler Warren sore today, Bob. They got a piece of him on a lot of different occasions.
And they neutralized him too.
Starting with Jalen Ramsey, who had a great
game. Which is where we talked about last week. How do you silence a tight end? They've been giving up tons of yards to tight ends. Well, they answered that call, at least for this week.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, let's hit the lines. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Limits.
All right. Let's start with Ryan in New Jersey first up.
What's up, Ryan?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Ryan.
Joe, the Jackrabbit's 100 years old. Eventually, somebody's going to go flying out on the double dip, so I would stay off that if I were you.
Is the Jackrabbit still there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Jackrabbit's fixed, Bob. Did you know that?
It better be. Yeah. You see, I would make sure every year you got to get a fine tuning.
Wait a second.
These
what's the dueling coasters over there where you're going against
the
other?
Well, they have the Steel Phantom.
The Racer.
That's fixed. Right.
Yeah. Those are history. John Miller designed the Pippin, the Jackrabbit, and the Racer are some.
John Miller, the Blackhawk basketball coach, designed the roller coasters.
John Miller was a pioneer of roller coaster design. Anyway, that's not what I called for. Look it up. So the good is it was Eccles, Duggar, and Ramsey being put in the right spot. That coverage did not look confused all day yesterday, and they looked completely confused for seven games prior to that. Every time the ball would be thrown on the screen in the middle, there's like three Steelers looking at each other like, hey, weren't you supposed to be there? So I think that was the big difference. But what I'm worried about is that they treated this fool's gold in the front office and they think that they got it fixed. So they need to get the receiver. They need to maybe shore up, get another quarterback and put Slay out the pasture. Whatever you need to do. This is like the same pattern since, what year did they go 11-0? Was it 2020?
20, I think, 21. Yes.
They've had the same problem every year. They don't have that second receiver, the second level receiver. They can't throw to them. So it's, dink and dunk short and throw deep every now and then. Every team knows they're going to do it. The same thing that they did with Wilson last year. This is where it's going to collapse. And they're on the same trajectory since Roethlisberger's arm blew out. Now they got a quarterback that can hit open receivers, that can read reads and slide around and find a guy. Get the receiver. You can put 16 tight ends out there, but eventually they're going to shut you down. And you can't expect to game plan four turnovers a game. I know they think they can and get six sacks, but that's not realistic. Somebody's going to shut you down. You've got to win a game where you don't get turnovers and sacks. So this is where Omar needs to make his bones and get them out of that stale, the Steeler way thing where they're worried about draft picks because it's down at Point State Park. That is irrelevant. If you got Rodgers and he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league this year, and arguably, you go for it now. You don't worry about a third-round pick that's to pick some cornerback out of Maryland next year. That's not the way to go. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. I think that's what they've done. I mean, all the moves they've made, throughout the offseason leading into this season was done to try to make them win now.
Except the one that you complain about the most, trading George Pickens.
Well, that's the one I would have, yeah. I don't complain about it. I just bring it up because I think that's what
you
I would have done.
Criticize it.
Yeah, because I would have, and again, I think that would have answered their questions right then and there. To get a third-round pick, I'd rather have him than the third-round pick. And I realize that everybody's going to say, well, he's a cancer. You can't have him in here. He's not been that in Dallas. And I think my whole thing with that was he was going to clean up any personal stuff in effort to get a new contract. And right now in Dallas, they're talking about a long-term contract. I would tell them that's the worst thing you can do if you're a Dallas front office man. Do not sign him long-term. I wouldn't do it. I wanted him this year just to prove a point.
Meanwhile, Calvin Austin has made some pretty big plays for this team, Bob.
He has. That catch on third and 10
yesterday,
that
right
thing,
off the ground.
It was low, and he had lost it, got it back. Really good possession on that one, yes.
Couple touchdowns. What's he had?
Roman Wilson, on the other hand, he may have, he had his opportunity last week, and now all of a sudden he might be back.
Oh, my God. What ran through your mind when that happened? I think I can, if there's anything I can promise from yesterday's game, is that Roman Wilson, as long as he's a Steeler, will never, ever try to hurdle somebody again.
Well, if that's a lesson he has to learn, then he better learn it. Especially in that situation. Just go down. Don't worry about anything.
That was unbelievable. And when you look at the junk yards and points that the Colts put up, that was part of it at the end. What was he thinking, Bob?
I don't know. He wasn't thinking. That's the whole thing. And he was brought here, a lot of it because of Michigan, his IQ there. He's a good play with J.J. McCarthy. He knew what to do. He was a leader on that team. You didn't think that would have been something. He just got greedy at a time where he should never have gotten greedy.
You know, Calvin Austin had a very interesting game yesterday, and I think he's had a very interesting season. He had 5 catches for 56 yards, and that might not seem like the greatest thing on earth, but 5 catches a game, Bob, is how many over a season? 85.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And do you know how many 56 yards is over 17 games? 952. So if I told you that Calvin Austin, based on a what seemed like a pretty, you know, decent performance yesterday, that that translated to 85 catches for 952 yards, I think you'd be okay with that, would you not?
Sure I would, but I also want to see Metcalf do more than what he got yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody did everything we wanted them to do in every game, the Steelers would win 100-0. I'd like to see that too.
Yes.
They were going up against a defense that was better than I thought, actually, going in. They're better than I thought defensively, yeah. The Colts.
I agree. Darnell Washington's another guy. His, you know, his arrow is pointed up, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, and it's tough to cover that guy. You get him 4 or 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, he has a decided advantage, and he showed some pretty good hands, even though he had one off his hands in the end zone.
Yeah, he had two, really. One off his hands and one off his number, and I don't know why he was surprised that he got the ball on fourth down at the goal line, but Rodgers never lost faith in him. In fact, he doubled down in the second half, and Mount Washington even made a great play on a rare errant throw by Rodgers, yeah, where he reached back behind him.
That was a great throw. I mean, it was tough.
He's becoming a weapon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Next.
All righty, here is DK in the South Hills to chime in.
DK Metcalf calls the show. We love it.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
I'm sorry.
2 points. First, your boy there, Austin, I wanted to give him some props on air. He did play-by-play for our oldest son's football game Saturday. Phenomenal job. Good halftime interview with WNJ's.
Bob, little hand back for Limits. Let's give Limits
smattering
a hand
of applause there.
Thank you, DK. Limits. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
Pomp, you'd be happy with his attire as well. He looks very professional.
There we go.
I'm warming up a little bit here.
Another,
I know. I'm just trying to look out for his well-being. That's all. You know, like a fatherly figure.
He's
I
a
think
great
I
mentor.
Am.
Bob is.
Yeah. So you know that was great. Honestly, piggybacking off that last caller, you know, 6 turnovers and win by a touchdown. Still a little bit worsome.
Oh, my God. Hold on. The first two calls are laced with worry. Come on. They got some junk yards at the end of the game. They got junk yards and points at the end of the game. So what? What was worrisome about the defense yesterday? What worries you moving forward about that?
Consistency. So 3+ turnovers a game moving forward is a worry. And I think that's going to have to happen with the current offense to be in the game at the end of the game. So that's why it's worrisome. Was it a great game? Yes. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch it. Had to listen to it. Sounded like some changes on the inside linebacker side. Very big improvement there. And then obviously Ramsey kind of playing center field. But ultimately, you know, to have to rely on that turnover game to win a game, it's not going to be there every game.
You're talking about Malik Harrison on the inside. Is that what you're referring to when you say changes?
Yeah, well, again, I was listening to it, Pomp. It sounded like some of the highlights I heard was they had three inside linebackers on some of the sets.
They did on a couple, yes.
And that's where, you know, it really kind of helped with that running game and so forth against the Colts. But, you know, again – just I don't want to be a negative Nancy, and that's your cue, Austin. I just want to make sure that we're not relying on three plus turnovers, even though we got six yesterday and won by a touchdown.
I think that's.
They also held the best running back in the league to 45 yards. So turnovers or no turnovers, they smashed the run.
But I still think in this sense, I agree with you in that I think you have to show that you can win a defensive battle without creating a turnover to do it. In other words, all right, you may have a team that just is stalled out because you're not letting them get beyond three and out, six and out. That's it. Short possessions. And then the offense has to do its job and have it longer. Because every game this year, they've lost a possession battle, and sooner or later, that's not a good trend. I say that knowing that they were impressive yesterday, but yeah, I hear that.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just saying third and fourth down efficiency on the Colts side, you know, that's where the defense needs to stop. I mean, to rely on a strip sack or an interception.
I guess I have zero complaints about the defense yesterday. I thought it was a vintage. I thought any Steeler defense in the history of the franchise would have been proud to put that on the field yesterday.
And it was good that
I have zero
Super
complaints.
Bowl 40 team was there.
I have zero complaints about them. In fact, the fourth downs were emblematic of the fact that the Colts had to work for every little thing they got. They were taking fourth down. It took them to fourth down to keep drives alive
five different times. The first drive, two of them.
Yeah. I just don't have a complaint about the defense yesterday. I'm sorry. Zero. None. Next.
All right. Here is Leslie in Elwood City to chime in.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Joe. How are you guys?
I've never been better, and I appreciate you asking. Say hello to Bob.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? And I appreciate
you
asking.
Better after yesterday's Steeler performance.
Tell us about it. Do you have a question, an observation? What would you like to talk about?
I have so much stuff I'd like to talk about. But do you remember meeting me, Joe?
No.
We met at the baseball card castle, and Ron Cook accused me of stalking him.
Well, I don't blame you if I did. He's a
Ron,
very desirable
Ron
man.
Ron is going to complain about being stalked. I think he would like that. He want to be stalked. What are you talking about, Ron?
He looked like he saw a ghost when I came in there.
Were you stalking him?
I was not stalking him. I just came to meet you guys and check out the card castle.
I have a vague memory of it, yes, and I think you're a very nice person.
Well, if you want to come and stalk us next time we're there, please do.
Okay, I will. I just wanted to say that it's music to my ears to hear you guys sort of praising Tomlin. There's been a lot of haters out there, and I have been a vocal non-hater. And I've been proclaiming this on your YouTube channel. Shout out to all those folks because they are hilarious, by the way. But I've been forecasting that the defense was going to come together, and everyone's like, Tomlin this, Tomlin that. Well, I was there to say if they did not succeed yesterday, I was going to reevaluate my position. But seeing as the defense came out and played like they're supposed to play, like the roster suggests they should play, and they finally understood the scheme, I think there was just a lot of confusion on their part. And I already did my Super Bowl bet, plus 5,100.
Mm.
Wow.
I like that one, Leslie. I think you're on to something there. I think that Bob, and we appreciate the call, Leslie. Well, let's not bury the lead here. Stalking Ron Cook. Bob, what did you make of that? You weren't there because this was before your time on the show.
But for me, Ron would have taken that as a compliment, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if he complained about it.
I think that was around the time that Ron released a picture of himself on the beach with a hairy
chest.
And
that's what attracted Leslie to come over there.
May have. I don't know. I can't answer that. He had a hairy chest in the picture, hairy back, everything. He very desirable, I think, to people, to women in particular.
Are you suggesting he should have shaved all that hair?
No, I'm suggesting
hair?
It was working for him, I'm suggesting, at the time.
Yeah, but that's not a contemporary need right now, back hair. People like, they shave. I'm just saying. Do you, Joe?
How do you shave your own back, Bob?
No, you have someone do it.
Yeah.
But there are other things you can shave.
Sure.
And you have, and that's see, that would be a lot. Do you do that, Austin?
Oh, my God.
Bob, I'm confused of what you're even asking at this point.
So am I. Bob, back to her point, though. Tomlin earned all the criticism he got. And today he's earning the praise that he should be getting. 412-928-9370. Partly cloudy today with a high of Hardy Nickerson, 54, low.
Hardy Nickerson, low. That's a good one. Throwback.
39, Willie Parker. Fan weather, talk about the 2005 team, right?
Fast Willie Parker. They showed up, a lot of them. It was amazing. On the night before we did a dinner, and I was honored to MC it. You should have heard the stories.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.